Well, hello guys, and another video from Solo Man. Now, I know all you guys know this Dallas. Remember that program? I mean the original. I remember when JR said to Sue Ellen,
"The only thing you've learned while you've been married to me, Sue Ellen, is that vodka doesn't smell on your breath."
God, you know he had some great lines, didn't he? But it had a good budget and well written. But it was on, I think, every week, and it's a kind of a soap, wasn't it? And there's loads of soaps on in the UK. No, I don't mean those type of soaps, you moron. I'm going to get a new editor, I can tell you. I mean those drama soaps. Like Coronation Street, Emmerdale, EastEnders, Hollyoaks. I don't really know that one. You know, the ones that have been going for years. Some people have watched them and died, and yet they're still going. And they're on just for the femme on to get the old drama fix. You know, I reckon if there's a war on, they'll still play these. And all TV has been feminized. You're lucky to find any programs at all for males, or even males in them. But as I've been off work for some time, and I go and get a coffee, the TV's on and I can kind of hear what's being said. And I've only just recently noticed something about these soaps, and probably why I can't stand them. When I walk by the TV, I'm carrying my coffee, I'm not looking at the TV, I just hear what they say. And you hear what the man says and you think, just a minute, a man wouldn't say that sort of thing. That's what a femon would say. So they're basically writing femon lines for the males. Hey, if you don't believe me, try it yourself. Whatever's going on, just think to yourself, would a man say that sort of thing? Of course he wouldn't. So basically they're writing femon lines for the femons and femon lines for the males. Christ, no wonder they don't go anywhere after 2 years, because nothing's being said. Also, I noticed something else in daytime TV. And you know how they have all these daytime programs on, like cooking programs and whatever? And they always pair up a male and a femon. You ever notice how they always pick weak men? Never a real man, and even some of them are batting for the other side. And they're always kind of bland and boring. And you know why? So the femon stands out. And I was thinking, if they put a real man there, say something like what Sean Connery was. You know, a guy that says how it is. Can you imagine he'd take complete control of the show and make the femon look like a child in comparison? Because you'll notice these men on these shows aren't allowed an opinion. They're just put there for show. And I know it pays good money, but I couldn't do it. I'd be biting my tongue so much blood would be coming out of my mouth. But if you watch some of these daytime programs, it's almost as if they've been made for children. And I suppose when you think about it, they are. Anyway, what do you think, Sean? You take it away, buddy.
You did an interview in which you said, it's not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand. Mm. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No. Not at all.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, that they can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
What would...